Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Holy cow, we had a wonderful show lined up for you today. I wanted to try to do Facebook Live again, but my phone, when it videos, it just there's a loud hiss, so it's not working. I don't understand what's going on with it, so I'm just done with it. I don't know if it's just me, because, I mean, they try to take my page down all the time. I'm probably going to be leaving Facebook, except for my support group, but I kind of want to be on here to just crap on Zuckerberg and crap on the communists. I want to get into this first and foremost. Proverbs 12:25. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in. They've certified Pennsylvania and Georgia and all these states, and it's over. Trump has lost, so officially it's done. Put the nail in the coffin. Trump can never win again. I'm so tired of when did Trump concede? When did Trump, some of his people that are like, he's like, just go ahead and kind of start the transition process, because they're getting death threats and stuff. His people are getting, these people that have affidavits and stuff signed and lawyers and stuff, they're getting death threats. Wow. Huh. Nice way to be tolerant. It's amazing how all these politicians on the right and the left are like, Trump just needs to get out of the office right now. He just needs to quit and leave. He needs to get out right now, immediately. I guess they don't like investigations now, huh? Oh, when they're investigating Trump, they're all for it. But as soon as they're getting investigated, as soon as D.C. is getting investigated, they're done. We got your number, D.C. We're not backing down. We're not going away. This is not about Trump. This is about America first. Because if Biden gets in, they're already going to take America first out of, we can't have that. We can't have America first. He's already picking his czar. Remember how Obama had the czars? We had like the exercise czar, and we had the climate. I guess John Kerry's going to be like the climate czar. We're going to have like the road paver czar. We're going to have like the make sure you have green grass going czar. We're going to have the make sure you're mandated wearing a mask. Make sure, I'm going to get into one prediction I have that I really see coming in. I feel honest and led to tell my people what I see coming. But yeah, Kamala Harris. Shannon Damon's, she's Kamala Harris will be sworn in as vice president on January 20th. So will Biden if it gets that far. It ain't even there yet. Rob Portman and Chris Christie and many people are like, oh, stop being just trying to get this investigation to go away. I think I'm going to get into why I think Sidney Powell and Trump and them separated. They say they're looking at different avenues, but I'm going to get into what I think. Hey, Hillary, because she's talking about how Biden is president and Trump just needs to concede like yesterday. Remember when you said Hillary Clinton? Yeah, just so you know, remember that? Never conceded under any circumstances there, Biden. Trump is not backing down. We got 76 million Americans that are not backing down, whether Trump does or not. So, lock and load. See, you don't think communism is here? Chinese President Jiang Xiaoping, whatever his name, I can't even pronounce his name, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, to adapt a global travel code that you have to get approval to go anywhere. Like, you want to go to England? Well, we have to look up your code thing, because you're going to be globally marked to make sure, okay, are you sick? Do you have this? Oh, no, you cannot, because of this, you cannot travel. We will not let you go anywhere. You can't do anything. Communism's coming here, but don't worry. Maxine Waters, we should send a message across the world by investigating the criminal Trump. And there are Democrats that want to investigate Trump, and all they're pushing is race, 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 because they have nothing. You know, that the lawmakers in the House Friday expressed opposition to Trump's downdraw of troops in Afghanistan. Oh, you don't want us to withdraw our troops from Afghanistan, but you're the one that was against all these Bush wars and all this fighting. And here's another Republican in another war. Trump's getting us out of all these wars and getting our troops back home, and now you don't want it? Gee. Well, of course you don't want it because Trump wants it. I want to get into this and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. What a show. I'm just so done with all this. Well, Biden is official now because these states have actually certified. Even though the Electoral College hasn't elected anything. You know, Trump is an embarrassment to our democracy, and he needs... Since when is in America a democracy? I thought America was a constitutional republic. Yeah. And then there's a Breitbart article today that's like, you know, like there's 20 million conceal and carry permit owners in America. That's it? Only 20 million? Well, that doesn't mean nothing because many states are constitutional carry states. We don't have to have a permit or anything. The Constitution says you can own a gun, you can have a gun. Point blank. Arizona had 6 million new gun owners. Our gun shop can't keep ammo in. They're selling guns faster than they can get them in. It's far from over. Well, Sidney Powell's Twitter page has been taken down. And she's come out massively saying that she has something that's massive and this is biblical. I'm going to get into what I think. And this is just my opinion, not what I know to be fact. Because Trump's legal team has kind of distanced himself from Sidney Powell. And there's talk, you know, oh my God, there's legal teams. They're having trouble. Trump's in trouble. His legal team. Maybe there's a legal reason for this. I kind of feel like first of all, I remember watching a video in New York, and this guy went around to AOC's district, and they couldn't find one person that liked AOC. How does she get elected all the time? How do these crap hole Democrat places that have feces everywhere, tons of needles, homeless people, no one likes it, they get elected over and over and over? Maybe there's fixing of the elections? Hey, you use Dominion's voting machines and software and stuff. Guess what? I'll make sure you win the election. Pardon me. And that's what it is. I think it is. I really do. I think she has something massive that ties the rigging of these elections to some very prominent Democratic people that are in D.C. And I found this. This is me. This has nothing to do with Trump. Because, you know, they're going to say, oh, here we go, Trump and his cronies. Of course, magically, Trump's going to pull up documents that prove that the election was rigged, da-da-da, and Trump's people are going to, well, she's going to be like, here's the proof. Hillary Clinton was in on this. Barack Obama was in on this, or whoever. I'm just throwing out names. You got to understand, Trump has 76 plus million Americans that have his back right now. Everyone in D.C. does not. 90% of the people don't back Trump one bit because they're corrupt. They are. They're corrupt. The media is never going to change. The media is a Democrat, state-run media. They tell you what you want to hear, not what the truth is. There's a statistic that came out today with this election that 9% or whatever, and I've heard even higher, depending on what study you, that if they knew about this quid pro quo and stuff with Joe Biden and all this and Hunter Biden, they would have never voted for him. I showed tons of people that were liberal friends of mine that be, so what? Who cares? So what? I guarantee you, if they prove that Trump, the election was rigged against Trump, I guarantee you, half my liberal friends would be like, well, he deserved it. That SOB got what this is bullcrap. Trump shouldn't be president. I don't care if it was rigged or not. Biden should get it. That SOB deserves what he gets. They would be cheering on the fact that they rigged the election. They were just hoping that it wouldn't get caught. But I believe Sidney Powell has all kinds of major stuff. I mean, Trump's people, they're getting death threats from the tolerant ones. If everyone in D.C. is like, just shut up, leave right now, get out, what makes you think that there's nothing there? If they're adamant for him to shut up, he's a disgrace to America, he needs to just get out right now, there's something there. I truly believe that so many people voted for Trump that algorithm, that whole program that they had in there, it shut it down. Crap, what do we do now? But then you have half of these states have Democratic people controlling them. There will never be an audit. We will never recount. I'm certifying it right now. We're going to guarantee Trump never wins. And that's the problem. Half of these people he's going up against in these small places, they're all Democrats. We can only have 20 people in there because of COVID rules, and we got 20 people in there. There's not one Democrat monitoring any of these. Well, wait a minute. It's all Democrats monitoring the voting and the recounting. Remember, folks, the Democrat people right now, they're milking a bull they think's a cow. There are so many people I've met at these rallies that are like, hey, this is the first time I've ever been to one of these things. I am done. I am done being Gandhi. I am a lion. I'm ready to roar. I'm ready to do so. I'm done. I'm tired of the, and I think, and this is my honest prediction, and I'm not, so you understand my prediction and what I'm going to be telling you here in a few minutes. I don't condone this. I'm not like, yay, I want this. No one does. No one wants what I believe is going to happen. I'm going to get into some things that that's going to lead me up to this. Yeah, Sidney Powell's Twitter page temporarily suspended. My stuff gets taken down all the time. Maskless New York Governor Murphy confronted while dining out after restricted gatherings, and they call them you're such a D-I-C-K. They confronted him and went off on him. The Governor Newsom was caught at the French Laundry inside having a huge party with no mask on, no social distancing, nothing. Oh, but you have to social distance. You have to do this. All these politicians are getting caught left and right doing whatever they want to, and they're telling you, you can't have Thanksgiving. You can't have Christmas. You can't have gatherings. You can't get together. You can't do this. But then they get caught time and time and time and time and time again getting caught doing the very same thing they tell you you cannot do. People are done. People are not going to buy this mask mandate crap. If Biden does get in, no one's going to follow it, because if these politicians aren't doing it now, sorry, folks. People are had it. People are seeing politicians do whatever they want to while they're being told to do this. Oh, we can go to strip clubs. We can party. We can do whatever we want to. But you got to stay right here. You can't leave your house. I truly believe there is a civil war coming. I truly believe that. And I think my wife was right. When they went to kidnap and assassinate, basically, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, the governor of Michigan. I believe remember that day, because I believe that was the day that was going to be the start of a civil war or revolutionary war, whatever you want to call it, where people want to take back their country. And I'm not condoning this. I'm not saying, oh, yes, thank God. No, no one wants this. But I truly believe, and viewers on my program have heard this for a long time, I'm like, I've asked this question. I wonder if they fixed, this is before the Michigan debacle with the voting system. And I'm like, I wonder how much Trump really won by in 2016. And I have a feeling that they rigged it and something went wrong. And I'm wondering if they figured out what went wrong with it and they fixed the glitch. And all you have to do is go back to my videos. I mean, go back to my videos, because some of these were live on when I did Facebook live. But a lot of these were, and they're on YouTube too. Not YouTube, but on Blog Talk. I said that multiple times. And I even told my wife this. I wonder if they figured out what went wrong and they fixed the glitch. And then they come out with, well, they're investigating a possible glitch that flipped votes from Trump to Biden. And I truly believe that they rigged the election in 2016, but something went wrong, and guess what? They fixed it, and now Kamala Harris will be president. Joe Biden ain't going to do anything. But when you have all these elitist people, look at Governor Newsom. Oh, Hollywood can go on as normal and make movies and do TV shows and all this stuff. But you have to be locked down in your house. You can't go out to eat. You can't go out to do anything. You can't leave your home. I don't want you in your yard even. But Hollywood, oh, you can make movies and do whatever you want to. Have fun. But the Hollywood elitists can do whatever they want to because they're exempt from Governor Newsom's restrictions in California. Isn't that nice? COVID's so deadly that there's curfews and restrictions, but I guess after like 10 o'clock, you can't get COVID. I guess if you're in Hollywood, you can't get sick. People are seeing this. Wait a minute here. Why can't I do anything, but these Hollywood people can? You don't think communism is coming here? James Mattis, Joe Biden must eliminate America First from the U.S. foreign policy. How dare America be first? How dare we put American citizens first? We need to open up the borders and let every illegal person in here and give them everything they want first before the people that were born here. That's what's coming. That's what you idiots, you brainwashed sheep, voted for. Conspiracy theory? That's words of mouth. The president of China, the Communist Party, coming out saying that we want to have a global tracking system so we can track anyone to make sure they're safe to go anywhere. Because if we don't deem you should be going to England, we can make up anything. Because don't you want to make sure that people are safe traveling around the world? Of course you do. It's kind of like, about 2 months ago I talked on this program about, well, it's just a penny tax. Don't you want roads for everyone? Just a penny. Well, actually, we found the company just 4 cents more. It's just 5 cents. And we can have better roads. Not just roads, better, good roads. Well, guess what? 2 days later, I found a guy that's for, now if you're willing to go from 5 cents to 10, just 5 more cents, 10 cents, 10 cent tax, and you'll have great roads. Don't you want great roads? Well, don't you want to have free college for everyone? Come on, it's just another $20. It's just $20. It's just, we just want to have a little background check. It's just a little. And before you know it, I thought this tracking system was to make sure that people are safe. No, it's so that they can control you, just like defunding the police. They want to totally defund the police, that they can bring in a military-style police force like they have in France, so that when they try to commandeer guns, you will do it because you're under the order of President of the United States and you're a military police. You will do what I tell you. Know the ends. The ends justify the means. It's to keep everyone protected and safe as they travel around. Yeah, but then they can make up whatever they want to make sure you can't travel or go anywhere. Oh, you can't fly anywhere. On our record, and if something comes up on your record that is not even legit, good luck trying to get it off there. Yeah, you're going to have to. I know you have a flight, supposedly, but yeah, you can't travel. There's something that came up. And they'll be able to control every aspect of your life. You need to wake up, you freaking sheep. Oh, we need to take away your guns to protect the kid. Oh, so me, a law-abiding citizen that's not going to shoot a kid unless it's firing at me, and you want to take away my law-abiding citizen gun to protect kids? Come on, don't you want to protect? It's for the kids. Don't worry. Trust us. We're the government. We're the ones that rigged an election. We're the ones that made a healthcare system that you don't have to be a part of. Oh, yeah, you have to be, because there's a mandate. But we don't have to be a part of this healthcare system. Oh, yeah, don't worry. We're Hollywood elitists. Yeah, we don't have to abide by Governor Newsom's, his laws, because he's got all these lockdown laws and all these COVID restrictions. But since we're the elitist in Hollywood, we don't have to abide by them. We can do whatever we want to because we're the DC and Hollywood elitists. So we can live our, we can go wherever we want to. We can travel and do whatever, but you can't. Put on your mask. It's for the better good. Go ahead. It's just a mask. It's just one Christmas and one Thanksgiving. Don't worry. Next year, you'll be able to have Thanksgiving with your family. But just this year, don't you want to keep everyone safe? I mean, I'm not social distancing and wearing a mask, and I got caught at a party with 50 people at the French Laundry. But don't worry, folks. I know I didn't wear a mask and I got caught at a party inside when no one else can, but do what I say, not what I do. Trust me. You need to go inside your house, lock your doors, and never ever come out of your house, but I can do whatever I want to. So you need to stay safe from the virus, but for me, it's no big deal because I'm going to live my life. When are you going to wake up that all these, I guarantee you, I'm asking everyone out there to follow your politics. I guarantee you, every politician this holiday season is going to have thousands of people at their house in their government mansion. I just want to go to the governor's mansion. I tracked. You guys have a 20-pound turkey. There's no way that a gathering of five or less can eat a 20-pound turkey, so the only way you would have a 20-pound turkey is if you're expecting more than five guests, and that's against the law here because of your mandate, so I'm doing a citizen's arrest. People need to wake up. All these politicians are doing whatever they want to, but you can't. If you don't see that, if you can't see how corrupt. And I think people did wake up. I think Trump won in a landslide, but because of this rigging of the election, I think there was a massive blue wave. I've talked to people in California that have said, like, I've never seen rallies like they've had in L.A. and Beverly Hills for a Republican ever. I've never seen that before. And all they keep doing is pushing this race card. Oh, it's about race is what it is. Trump and his racist people, these Latino racists and these black racists that are at these rallies, you know, they need to sit there and they need to step down. I know. See, the sad part about it is these idiots know the truth. They know that at a Trump rally, there's gays, lesbians, Mexicans, blacks, Hispanics. Any nation you could think of, Cambodia, Cuba, Mexico, South America, they're there. Korea, China. They're all over the place, folks. But, you know, but you have these liberals and like, oh, there's only WASP at these parties. If you go to one of these Trump super spreaders, these stop the super spreaders that they have, that Trump is doing, it's only white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that these things are WASPs, and that's all they are. Trump only has white supporters. He has no Latinos for Trump, no women for Trump, no blacks for Trump. He has nothing. And you will believe what I'm telling you because I am the government-run media, and you will listen to what I say because you don't have freedom of anything anymore. Don't you ever criticize me for what I do. I'm telling you, you need to have a mask on. You need to be in your house, locked down, never leave it. But I'm going to go on my yacht and go to my private beach, and I'm going to fly my private jet everywhere, and I'm going to do whatever I want to, but you need to stay home for the safety of America. That's why I truly believe it's going to take a civil war. I'm sorry, but I hate to burst your bubble, but the runoff election in Georgia, it's already over. The Democrats have won. If they can rig this election for Biden, and I believe there's many things that I've listened to recently that if you take this clip here and this clip here and that clip here, why didn't Biden campaign hardly at all? He got no one at these rallies. No one went out for him. There was nobody there. He hardly campaigned at all. Why? There are so many people that when you listen to this quote or that quote or this quote or that quote from all these different people and you put two and two together, I believe they knew they were rigging, because there are people that said when Biden wins the election, and I'm like, how is he going to win that? He can't get two people at a rally. That they already knew that the fix was in. They already knew this was rigged. And I think Sidney Powell has damning evidence that, hey, I'm not, you can't come after Trump. It's not Trump's people that, this is what I found. This is what I did. These people, because they're going to say, here's Trump again, here's his people, and of course, he's going to find D.C. politicians that were helping rig this election for Biden. No, I don't work for Trump. We're distancing ourselves. They're doing their own thing. I got my own lawsuit, thank you. I don't work with Trump, and I have a feeling that that's what it is. She's separating herself so that they can't say, here's Trump and his cronies stealing the election again. Because I wonder, with what she supposedly has, if it proves that this election was rigged, which I know, we all know it was, because I want to get into something else next, but when this all came out, when this evidence come out, whatever she has is supposedly biblical. That's her words, not mine. I wonder, what will it take for a liberal to wake up and say, wait a minute, what if that was Biden that got, what if Trump rigged the election for him, not Biden? Right till the shoe's on the other foot. But there's a study that's come out. 79% of Trump voters say the election was stolen or rigged or hacked, whatever you want to call it. 79% believe that are Trump supporters. I don't know one Trump supporter that doesn't believe it was stolen. 100% of every Trump supporter I know is like, yeah, this. I don't know one Trump supporter that's like, you know what? Trump, you did your best, but you lost fair and square, buddy. I don't know when. Every liberal I know believes Biden won fair and square, even though they can't explain why they stopped counting the votes. And when you're up 800,000 in Pennsylvania, guess what? Magically, that many plus appear for Biden. All these hundreds of thousands and millions of votes just appear out of nowhere for Biden at 4 in the morning. Some bitch. What a surprise. Every Trump supporter I know is like lock and load. I guess if we can't win this country back fairly through a legit election, I guess we're going to have to take the country back the old-fashioned way with the Minutemen, like we did when we took on the British. That's the Trump supporters I know that are outraged and have never been to any type of rally like this before, never spoke out, and like, wait a minute here. Hey, we let the legal system, we voted legally, we let the legal process work out. And I truly think if the legal process comes out and it proves that Trump had the election stolen and it's not overturned, there's going to be a civil war, a revolutionary war. I don't know how. Every Trump supporter I know is like, lock and load. Hey, we've been Gandhi for too long. We've tried to let the judicial system work, and it's not working. We wanted to keep Trump's thing going by having, hey, we legitimately voted, and we believe Trump legitimately won, but they stole the election. So we got to, you know, hey, we've tried to let it do it the legal way. Now that it's not, every Trump supporter I know is like, okay, I guess we're going to have to take back our country like the Minutemen did when they took on the British. I'm not condoning this, but when everyone, and I see a lot of people just in general that are done with it because they see all these politicians do whatever they want to. Oh, but you can't go here. You can't do this. And that's what's going on here. 79% of Trump border. I don't know one Trump supporter that believes this election was won fair and square by Joe Biden. I mean, this is how retarded Democrats are. Jim Jordan said the greatest thing ever. Democrats wanted to fund the police, but expect them to enforce these lockdowns. Are you kidding me? Well, it's the same people that say, F the police, F this, F that, and then when they're getting shot at, where's the cops? Help me, I'm getting shot at.
Then I'm called a social worker at my Thanksgiving dinner when there's 15, 16 people. Call a social worker there.
Yeah. Well, how's the cop going to come stop the party? Because that's going to be more than the limit. Because you can't have more than 15 people or 10 people. If he comes, he's going to be over. But seriously, Democrats wanted to fund the police, but expect them to enforce lockdowns. Yeah. Well, we all know what the defund the police movement really means. They want to try to get rid of so they can get a military-style police in here so that everyone that's a cop works for the government, not the local municipalities that they can't control. But like at these rallies when they're like, F the police, F this, F that, and then when they get shot at, where's the cops? Help me, I need a police officer, I'm getting shot at. At 1 second ago, you told me to F off, and now you want me to help you? I don't think so. Keep shooting. Don't miss this time, okay? I'm just saying. But you gotta love Jim Jordan, though. He's great, though. But it's the truth. But listeners in my program know why they really want to defend the police. Because when they really want to go after stuff, Yeah. Thinking, hey, you're a military. You do what I say. I want to see Kyle Rittenhouse. I want to see him sue all the media. I want to see him. We need to start suing the media any way we can until they're bankrupt. Get rid of them. You know, they support Colin Kaepernick. He's just a wonderful guy. But Rittenhouse is a terrorist. I mean, you might. Don't worry, folks. That's the liberal left for you. They don't care. It's like these liberals that keep pushing race like it's the biggest thing. Race, 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 race. See, that's the problem. Because this is going to go to the Supreme Court because you have Pennsylvania Legislative Committee shuts down election audit requests. We're not going to audit these votes. Of course we're not going to audit them. They're the same people that wouldn't let conservatives in there to monitor, or when they did, oh, you got to be 50 feet away. Here's binoculars. Hope you can. Yeah, they're Fisher Price. I know, but hey, you know, COVID, you got to stay 50 feet away. And even when you had a court order that let you in there, that's what they would do to you. That's if you could even get in. That's the problem. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Because we're going to have a global tracking system so that when you travel, $2 million TSA screeners in 2 days. 2 million people were screened by the TSA. Despite holiday travel warnings. Good for them. Get out and live your life. Live your life while you can before they, okay, well, since people are still traveling, even though we tell them not to, it's recommended that you don't travel, but since you failed to heed the recommendation, now we're going to have to ban travel. Well, see, we said recommendation not to travel, but what we really meant is you will not travel, and if you do, we're going to ban travel. You know, it goes back to it's just a little penny tax. It's a recommendation, but they really mean is no. Because no one's going to support you if you think that they're going to ban travel. Oh, no, you can travel. They just recommend that you don't. Well, no. You really think they're that stupid to come out and say, hey, we're going to ban travel? No, the recommendation is they really don't want you to travel at all. And if you do travel, and too many people do, then they'll make up some COVID thing. Oh, we had 80 million people that got infected with COVID. Now we got to ban travel altogether. And they'll make up some bullcrap like they always do. And people are going to buy it hook, line, and sinker. Because happy as sheep. That's why when this COVID thing happened, people were like fighting over damn toilet paper because you're blind sheep. You're dumb. You don't think for yourselves. I watch ABC News. They tell me what to think. Trump supporters were smart enough and we weren't hoarding the toilet paper. We're just like, I just want to make sure I have something to wipe my bottom. And guess what? I'm smart enough to know that I got enough hand towels, little washcloths, that I can sit there and wipe my butt with them and put them in a separate bucket and then wash them. When I'm out of the 12, I wash them. We get creative. But we weren't trying to hoard toilet paper because we weren't stupid like these sheep that don't know anything. And with all these people getting busted, now you got Andrew Cuomo coming out. Well, my out-of-state daughter isn't coming to Thanksgiving to keep families safe. Dude, if I was his daughter, I wouldn't come to Thanksgiving, period. I don't know what I'd do if my dad was Andrew Cuomo. I'm like, oh, Lord help me. But hey. I mean, the GSA chief family, the GSA chief, Emily Murphy, she was having threats on her pets, on her family, on her life. Trump has finally kind of, I think, under the table. And I'm like, yeah, you can start the transition process just to try to, because she's been having death threats and stuff. The tolerant ones are throwing death threats on Trump's people. Oh, but there's no election fraud, but when we try to investigate it, they're getting threats of death. No one cares. I don't care if you're a liberal or not. How can you stand and watch someone like Emily Murphy get threatened and her pets and her family get threatened? And she's like, and she's kind of like prematurely, I mean, they're pushing this stuff. We're like, Joe, I mean, this is how bad it is. Joe Biden's like, oh, I've already got my team. We're like, why isn't Trump out of here now? I mean, I seriously get that vibe. Like, Biden's like, why isn't President Trump out of the White House already? I don't care if it's not January 20th. I want in the White House now. Why is he not gone? That's what scares me. Trump's team has to be on something major for them to be shoving this, like, why is Trump still in the White House? Why is he not out? Why is he not out of the White House now? What is going on? He should have been out of there on November 4th. He should have been taken out of the White House. Why is he here? Everyone is so panicking, like, heck, to get Biden into that White House ASAP and stop these investigations. I mean, sorry, it doesn't take an investigation for me to. I don't trust these people. I mean, this is how bad it is. These anti-American Democrats, like Chuck Todd on NBC, now becoming China Network. Trump is engaging in an assault on our democracy. We're a constitutional republic, sir. We're not a democracy. You need to learn your history. We're a constitutional republic there, Democrat. See, that's the problem. The now becoming China Network news. Yeah, you need to stop watching that stuff to fund the now becoming China Network. People are so done. You go to these Stop the Steal rallies. We're not, this is, yeah, it's about getting Trump reelected, but this is not about Trump. This is about America and our freedom and our constitutional republic and making sure we never have communism here. See, I honestly think that the Democrats have already, if they can rig this 2020 election, that runoff is over. They've already rigged it. I truly believe it. I mean, there's all these celebrities that are dumping millions to make sure that it goes to the Democrats, and Democrats are supposedly admitting to trying to explore divisions among GOP. But this is scary. Facebook Messenger bug let hackers eavesdrop on their target phones. So like if you have an Android and you have like a Facebook has reportedly patched a bug in its Messenger app for Android that allowed hackers to call unsuspecting targets and listen to them before they even picked up the audio. So like if I was going to call someone, they could sit there if I had an Android phone and it would allow Facebook to listen in. People, hackers to listen in. Stacey Abrams, more than 750,000 Georgians request ballots for runoff. Wow, what could go wrong? This voting by mail was a complete utter disaster, but let's use it for the runoff. Why not? Let's panic people into saying that COVID is so... I mean, doesn't matter, because even if you vote in person, how do you know who you voted for is who you voted for, because the Smartmatic Dominion software might flip your vote. Oh, because, yeah, that Dominion guy was on Fox, and he's, we don't know anything about Smartmatic, never heard of it, this or that, but there's, I think it's a Filipino video from a news outlet where they talked about, I don't know if Smartmatic and Dominion are still a partnership, but they have been in the past. So if you know and work for Dominion, they've been involved with Smartmatic and use them. And vice versa, they've been a partnership, but supposedly, well, we've never heard of them, don't know anything about them, yada, 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 whatever, I don't know. But hey, it's okay, folks. I mean, you know, I'm so tired of all these people like Dr. Fauci. Now, if you're having a Thanksgiving and you're hosting guests, make sure you have masks on. Okay there, guy that got caught at a Washington Nationals game with no mask on. With all these politicians doing whatever they want to and living their life, I wonder what they know about this virus that we don't. Like, do they have something that keeps them safe that they don't give to the general people, not a vaccine. But it just makes you wonder, because all these politicians are doing whatever they want to, and then they're like, are they stockpiling hydroxychloroquine? Are they using it on a low dose on a daily basis thing where they say, oh, this doesn't work, it's fake. See, this is why I'm glad I got rid of Netflix. Alyssa Milano, immigration-themed Netflix Christmas movie calls U.S.-Mexican border an imaginary line. Just what I've always wanted to. This is what I've always been wanting for my whole life. An Alyssa Milano immigration-themed Netflix Christmas special. And it's a movie. I can't wait. Oh my! It's gonna be amazing. I've crapped and looked in the toilet and seen better stuff than watching one of her films. Are you kidding me? It's an imaginary line. Okay, well, let me try to go to your house and get on your imaginary property. I guarantee you. Oh, I thought you're... No, this, the fence in her house? Oh, no, that's an imaginary line. If the U.S. border is an imaginary line, then that gate around your gated house, around your gated community, I guess those are just imaginary gates. It's okay. It's an imaginary line. It's an imaginary line. That's what it is. And they claim that they're investigating Trump and all this crap, all this bull. And That's all they've done, in my honest opinion. In 4 years, all the government's done is spent every waking second trying to investigate Trump to find, because they were hoping that they would find something that they could get him on to throw him out of the White House. And they haven't been able to do it. And I truly believe that. But we'll have to wait and see. You know how it goes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks, to the conversation. I hope you feel part of it. I want to get a little bit of Champions League and Premier League news. If you didn't know over the weekend, yeah, we beat West Bromwich Albion 1-0. Yes, we did. Oh, and the man of the match was the VAR. Because if it wasn't for that goalie coming off his line and doing the kick of the penalty shot, guess what, folks? I don't know. I mean, yeah, we beat Istanbul today, and that's great in the Champions League, but I don't. There's a lot of people that say that all these days are numbered, that they're basically like, when is it appropriate, and then they're going to let him go or whatever and this and that. And I'm like, I don't. They need to back him. I'm sorry. Yeah, we won 4-1 today, but they need to back him. If they get him the players that he wants and he fails, I mean, the players he wants, I don't know one coach that wouldn't want half the players he wants. He knows what's good for Manchester United. He knows what it takes to work at Manchester United. He knows. He knows that. I don't think there's one player that Ollie, if he came out of the list with 10 players, I don't think there's one player on that list that I'd be like, yeah, nope, sorry. No, if every player he had on this list, I'd probably take them all. There's probably not one that I'd go, I would take this over this guy, but hey. Just because he's a little bit better, but still, I mean, there's not one player that if I had to pick one of these 10, I would have them all on my team. But it's okay, you know, and that's where we're at. So, hey, that's where we're at. You know, I wonder what's going to happen with Manchester United. Like, I don't want to see. I don't want to start over again. They're not going to back whoever they get, and I think they want Alex Ferguson in there. What I mean by that is they want someone that's going to take a fourth-place team with mediocre players and hopefully win a title with them. So that they don't have to, they can get the titles and they can get the money that comes along with all this stuff without having to spend a lot of money. Because look at near the end of Alex Ferguson's tenure. He would have to do a total rebuild of that team. They aren't going to back that. He's done. I'm done. Bye. I mean, Sunday we play Southampton. You know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't want to start all over again with someone else. And I don't think he's done anything. He's doing the best he can with what he has. And I think he's learning. So he's making some mistakes. So, it's one of those things. I just don't want to start over, and I think it's what's going to happen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. Got about just under 4 minutes left on the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm doing a lot more on my program recently because we're having if you're not from the U.S., yeah, there's a huge, huge debacle going on right now because it's a blind person could see that this election was rigged for one candidate over another. And, you know, and it's just, we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, I don't know where you live, but, you know, just in my 45 years of life, I'm seeing everything that I know about my country gone, changing. Not that I ever trusted my government or anything, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, see, like my wife used to be friends with a lady that wasn't from here, and she was like, yeah, there's a difference between Americans and you guys. You guys give your, here you go, do my taxes, and you just trust your government, whatever. I mean, they could take 100% of your money and not give you anything back, and you could even, so like, I'll give you an example. Like, those, if you ever go to a place that has, we'll buy your gold, little corner store, if you go in there and you say, how much for this gold or silver? If they offer you, like, whatever they offer you, say, nah, no way. Say, no way. If they come back, if they offer you $200 for this gold and you say, no way, and they come instantly back like $400 more, I'm like, okay, how about $450? If they offered you $200 the first time and now they're offering you $450, I guarantee you, you need to be going up to like $800 because, you know, I guarantee you they're scamming you. And I've seen that before. They showed an investigation where they took, here's $1,200 in gold. And they took, this is just a 10 carat, so I can offer you about $200. He turned it down. They went to like $400 and like $60 or something. And he goes, still, $460, that's way below the $1,200 we had this appraised for. Because they got like four links to be the exact weight, exact everything, exact amount of gold and everything. And they got widely different numbers. And we don't trust our government. Some people, oh, I trust my government. I don't. I don't want the government telling me if I can go to this doctor or that doctor or whatever. Just got under a minute left, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, folks, I'm going to see if there is another Stop the Steal rally this Saturday because we will be there, but I think there will be. Just remember, folks, don't ever give up. Don't ever stop. Fight for your freedoms while you can. Think for yourself while you have a brain and you're allowed to. And I remind each and every one of you, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, everyone. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.